Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Happy football. Hour two on this Thursday. Mike Tirico is calling the game tonight for NBC. Will join us from Los Angeles. It's the Rams. They are getting 2 points tonight against the Buffalo Bills. Entertainment purposes only. Speaking of gambling, picks today on the website. Go to danpatrick.com. The Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast. Bad Larry and Dylan are back from last year. Bad Larry and Dylan did a really good job. Bad Larry plus 23 units. That's pretty good. And Shay and Irving is coming into the Man Cave today. He will join us this season and make his picks, college and pro football. So you can get that on the website at danpatrick.com. Also, when you're there, pick up some Penny's Bang Biscuits. Got two different sizes there. They are made from scratch, handmade, using healthy, all-natural ingredients. Great reaction to this. And 20% of all the sales with Bang Biscuits go to our partners, hand-picked in the pet industry, those that take in dogs, the rescues, as we like to call them, or Penny, Winnie, and Paulie's dog, Archie, all rescues there. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. No deal for Lamar Jackson, at least not yet. I believe the deadline is tomorrow. Big 12 is still shopping. They're inviting everybody. Anybody wants to join the Big 12, anybody, feels like they're going to, you know, when Oklahoma and Texas leave, you look at the revenue-producing schools, football schools, Big 12 is not in the mix at all. And you just wonder, what are they going to be in a couple of years? Once we get around to having playoffs expanded to 12 teams, is the Big 12 going to exist? What's the Pac-12 going to look like? What's the Big 10 going to look like? And does the ACC's had a good start so far this year. What's the ACC look like? And, of course, the SEC and the Big Ten. But Big 12 is open for schools to come on in and join them. So Mike Tirico joins us coming up. We'll have some picks for you coming up. I'll give you my Super Bowl pick coming up a little bit later on this hour. Seton, poll question for hour two. We'll get some phone calls in here.
We put up there, most surprising Pro Bowler this season, Carson Wentz, Trey Lance, Daniel Jones, Tua Tagovailoa.
Okay.
Right now, early results have Tua. People would be most surprised by Tua.
Oh, I would be surprised by Daniel Jones.
Although I wonder if they actually have this flipped, where people are voting on it wrong, because Carson Wentz right now is last, and I would be pretty surprised if he was a Pro Bowler this year.
I'd be more surprised if Daniel Jones made the Pro Bowl than Carson Wentz. Like, I know Carson Wentz can play at an MVP level. Trey Lance, I think he's going to be must-see TV, but that could be good and bad. It comes down to accuracy. A source of mine, NFL scout, said it's all about accuracy for Trey, that he has the talent. He's in an offense that will make him better, make him look better maybe than what he really is, because it did that with Jimmy G. It comes down to being accurate. Kyle Shanahan will draw up some great plays for him. You know, he might throw for 22 touchdowns and run for 5. I want to know how many interceptions he has. And can he keep you in a game, help you win a game? Can San Francisco use him the way Seattle used Russell Wilson when they first started out with Russ as their starting quarterback? It's just keep us in games. And then can you help us win a couple of games? Late in games, can you use your legs? And that's going to happen with Trey Lance. You want to see what a quarterback is like in the fourth quarter. Guys look great. Hall of Famers, first three quarters. Game on the line. You need a game-winning drive. That's when you find out. I want to know what you're like in the red zone. What do you like on third down? Those are the important stats to keep an eye on. Daniel Jones has the talent. I just don't think he has the talent around him. Tua has the talent around him. Carson Wentz has some talent around him, and I love their head coach, but I don't know where he is mentally. And I guess if I'm looking at this, you have PTSD. Quarterbacks have that. Do you believe in me? You don't believe in me. Now what happens? Well, we'll send you to the Colts. The Colts don't believe in me. Well, we'll send you to the Commanders. I don't know how much confidence you can have. And it's a position, out of all of the positions we play in sports, you must have confidence, because everybody feeds off your confidence. They inhale your confidence. They breathe what you're breathing with your confidence. It's that important. You go in the huddle, and that's an intimate setting, and they want to hear your voice. They want to see what you look like. They want to know you're confident, because there are times when you're going, and I always bring back Jerome Bettis saying, when Ben Roethlisberger was in that first Super Bowl and they knew that he was scared to death. Those are Buss's words. And he said it was, important. We had to make up for that. And that's what you want. You look at your quarterback, and that quarterback looks back at you to say, we're good. And I don't know how many of those quarterbacks that you can go, hey, I feel confident. But if I would have said, as important as quarterbacks are in the NFL, if I would have said, these are the starting quarterbacks, like Jacoby Brissett's going to be a starting quarterback, Marcus Mariota is going to be a starting quarterback. Like, you can run down the list of quarterbacks where you go, Joe Flacco is a quarterback. I didn't know he went anywhere, but I know he's back. And so you're going, all right, yeah, Joe Flacco. I don't know how old Joe is.
I think 37.
Oh, he is. Okay, yeah. That old. Okay.
He's 8 years younger than Tom Brady.
Yes, Todd.
Geno Smith in prime time Monday night. That's fun.
I know. I think Seattle really overestimated Drew Lock, because I think they thought, all right, we'll let Russ go. We're going to get Drew Lock, because they wanted Drew Lock. And I was fortunate to be privy to some of the information going on back then. And I know the Saints were involved in this, but there was a report that came out yesterday that they were using the Saints as some kind of leverage to get a better deal out of Denver, that they were not going to send him to New Orleans because they wanted to make sure they got Drew Lock. Drew Lock's not even starting for you now. Get a couple of phone calls in here. We'll talk to Tirico coming up here in a little bit. Tom in North Carolina. Good morning, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Yeah, I know it's a busy time for you, busy time of the year for the insiders. I was wondering if we could get a preview of tonight's game from Jimmy Jimerson.
Oh,
maybe also consider Coach O as being your college football insider this year.
Ooh, Seton, how about Jimmy Jimerson?
Well, obviously, Dan, everybody's excited for tonight's matchup, future Super Bowl matchup.
Mm. Yep. Question mark.
That's what we're looking forward to. That's what we're trying to figure out right now is, are these teams going to meet up later in the season?
Mm. Okay.
That clears that up.
Back to you.
Yeah. And this is based off real people.
I know. That's not off one person. Because
a lot of expectations on the quarterbacks this year. That's something you're really going to want to pay attention to, the quarterback play.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, high expectations this year. Matthew Stafford, can he repeat what he accomplished last season? Cooper Kupp, will he be the same receiver? Those are the things we're looking for answers to those questions tonight.
It's a hybrid of analysts who sometimes don't really have anything to say, and then they and then you're going, what did they just say? And then you realize nothing. We're talking about Josh Allen here.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that people understand that. Okay. We're talking about Josh Allen. Okay. I mean, do people realize that?
Jordan in Arizona. Jordan, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. I just wanted to say, circling back to a topic you guys spoke about earlier, I would have way rather the Seahawks never have been in that Super Bowl than them be there at all and lose it in the dramatic fashion they did. So thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. But
like,
you got there.
It was like an attack call.
But you got there. I've witnessed some painful, painful moments in sports in 40 years. The Seattle one against the Patriots is right there. Bill Buckner, Game 6, 1986 World Series. But they still had a chance in Game 7. It's not like Russ, he threw the interception. It was the third quarter, and he had the fourth quarter to make up for it. It was the Super Bowl is right there. We're 2 yards away. And then you watch it unfold right in front of you. And I remember not knowing if Malcolm Butler made that interception. And I'm probably 20 feet away from Malcolm Butler, right behind him. And I thought, what an unbelievable play he broke that up. And then I look over and I see Brady jumping up and down. And I go, he intercepted that. And then you could hear back and forth, like the Seahawks defense was yelling. They were cursing at the Patriots. They were yelling at Gronk. Gronk's yelling. Like, there was some stuff going on. And they're down at the 2-yard line. And you're like, don't screw up down there. You could hand the ball back to Seattle. But to watch that happen and you go, oh, my God. That's as painful. The Buckner thing's as painful as anything I've ever witnessed. Because talking to him afterwards, like, you realize you play your entire career and all you want to be is a winner once. That's it. 28-3 was like a slow drip. That's water torture. What happened to Seattle is a guillotine. Like I've said this before, but I'm watching. I'm underneath the goalpost because we're going to hand out the Super Bowl trophy. And all I did is keep my eye on Marshawn Lynch. And all of a sudden, I saw Russ go back to pass, and I'm with my producer, Ron Vaccaro at NBC, and I go, oh, bleep, because Marshawn didn't get it. And then you saw Russ throw the ball over the middle. And I thought, oh, my God. And then I thought, oh, he knocked it down. Oh, my God. He just intercepted. That's the greatest play in the history of the Super Bowl right there. The difference between winning a Super Bowl and losing a Super Bowl. Pete Carroll having 2 Super Bowls. Russell Wilson having 2 Super Bowls. Tom Brady having 1 less Super Bowl. Bill Belichick having 1 less. And you saw it right there unfold. the Red Sox are going to win the World Series. Bill Buckner, you know, bulky legs, shouldn't be out there, but he's going to be out there. He's going to be a champion. And then ball goes through his legs. That pain, man. Yeah, Paul.
I think I can make, if this were a debate, I think I can make the case that the Falcons Super Bowl loss was worse because the pain was longer. They haven't won a Super Bowl. Also, when it was 28-3, if you were following social media, you'd already started making your Super Bowl celebration plans in your mind. If you're a Falcons fan, you were starting to think, we got it. We're going to take down Brady. 28-3. That's the kind of math where you start like telling yourself, we've got this Super Bowl. I'll bet you they were doing that. And you're starting thinking about parades and buying gear, and you forget who the other quarterback was.
You think it's worse
not
if it's an extended torture as opposed to it happened? Like, you're winning. Boston's going to win the World Series.
Yeah, no, I would say I won't compare it to the Seahawks-Patriots. Boston, that's all-time. That is all-time history loss.
Yeah.
But I would say the 28-3, you're a Falcons fan. You've had a couple good teams here and there. But we're going to take down Tom Brady. We're up 28-3. This will be a blowout. We're going to... No one's going to question Matt Ryan's MVP. He's going to the Hall of Fame. All those things are happening. And then it's like, what's going on here?
I know.
Every play went wrong. Every time he should have thrown the ball out of bounds, he kept it.
But then when the Patriots got the ball and Tom Brady had, and then everybody was like, well, they're going to win. Like at the final drive, they're going to win. Yeah, Marv.
And I'm sure it was really sad at Magic City. I'm sure they just... They were excited during the first half.
Mm.
Then the second half, sad lap dances.
Yeah. Wings sounds good. I can go for some wings.
Right now?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. A lap dance, too?
How about I can't give you a lap dance. I mean, I can give you a lap dance.
You could.
Yeah.
Just don't want to.
But I can. I got to do a show.
Oh.
After the show, I'll give you a lap dance. But how about wings tomorrow? How about that?
We'll sign off on that.
Okay. Maybe sliders tomorrow?
Okay.
Ooh.
Now, Tyler was talking about chili tomorrow, and I said, too early for chili. Too early. I got to go late September, if not early October, for chili for our Meat Friday.
Is there some type of temperature cutoff?
Yes.
That you'd...
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's got to hit 50 at some point.
I like that you have principles.
Yes, I do. I do. Mike Tirico is going to join us coming up here in a little bit. I'll give you my Super Bowl pick. Peter Schrager, our good buddy from the NFL Network. I always say the NFL Network, and I'm told all the time it's NFL Network. It's like not the Golf Channel, it's Golf Channel.
It's not an NFL Network, you know, like one of them.
It's the. What, don't you think the NFL Network would be fine? But I'm told by people, hey, it's NFL Network.
Okay.
And it's Golf Channel. Everybody's a critic here.
It's not the Motley Crue. It's Motley Crue.
Well, that was when Larry King introduced him. Ladies and gentlemen, the Motley Crue.
Like they're a touring theater troupe.
The Motley Crue. Peter Schrager says Kansas City, Green Bay, for all the marbles, with Kansas City winning it all. I'm going to guess all the marbles means winning the Super Bowl.
What if you won the Super Bowl and you got all the marbles?
That's a lot of marbles. And what do you do with them?
Many marbles.
I used to collect marbles.
Did you play marbles?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
How do you do that? How did that game work?
You had a circle, and then you try to knock the marble out of the circle.
Was it called like a masher or something?
I don't know what it was, but man, was it intense. And you had cat's eyes and steelies, and man, it was on. Yeah, Paul.
The good thing about collecting marbles when you're young, you don't have to worry about girlfriends and girls.
I did not collect girlfriends, that's for sure. All I needed was a Velcro wallet playing marbles.
Keep your marbles in your Velcro wallet.
Yes. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. We all drive. We have to replace our tires. I trust the experts at TireRack.com. For over 40 years, they've been revolutionizing tire buying. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive, and TireRack.com/Dan is going to help you. And it's easy to use. They have a decision guide, a tire decision guide to find the right tires for how, what, where you drive. Extensive selection includes the full lineup of Kumho, Exta, Krugen, and Road Venture tires. Go to TireRack.com. /Dan. Tell them what you drive, and then they're going to help you. They'll take care of the rest. Yes.
You ever done that thing with, what do you use, like a penny or a quarter or something to see if you need new tires? That's how you test. There's a way
like
that you
tread
the tread. Yeah, you can put a, I think it's, I don't know if it's a quarter or a penny. It's one of those two, but you put that in there, and then depending on how far it goes in, that's how you know if you need new tires.
Find out what's right for you. Unmatched selection, helpful shopping tools. They probably don't use a penny or a quarter to help you, but they could. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Bills Rams tonight, NBC and Peacock. NFL kickoff at 8:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. It'll be Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth, Melissa Stark on the sidelines. And then it'll be the Buccaneers at the Cowboys this weekend. That'll be Sunday Night Football. And the man calling all the action is Mike Tirico, NBC. Sunday Night Football play-by-play voice. How is the voice, Mike?
Well, what time is it out here, Dan? It's 7:24, so I think it's okay. It's warming up. We'll be ready in about 10 hours, whatever the heck it is.
I was talking about most painful loss that you've ever seen. Now, I mean, we could flip that and say the most incredible win you've ever seen.
Right.
But
right.
Being on the sidelines when Seattle threw the interception against the Patriots and Malcolm Butler, to see a shift like that happen in the span of a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
And then I was there when Bill Buckner had the ball go through his legs. Those are two of the most. Now, Boston did have one more game. That was game six. Seattle had no more chances. But those are two of the more painful losses that I've ever witnessed. I was there when Joe Carter homered off Mitch Williams in Skydome. That didn't feel as dramatic as what happened with Seattle. Do you have one that comes to mind?
If you're leading me towards Buffalo's against Kansas City, we can go there in a second. But March 30, 1987, Keith freaking Smart, Syracuse, Indiana. I mean, that's at the Superdome in New Orleans. I'm student media at that time, working at WAER, our college radio station where all the Syracuse broadcasters work. And we got to cover it. And I'm not calling the game. I'm hosting the pregame, halftime, postgame. And I'm in the third row, and I'm on that side of the bench. And we covered the you-know-what out of Steve Alford. Alford was not going to get up a shot, and he was covered. And Keith freaking Smart made the shot. And that still hurts. March 30, 1987 is still a dark day for me. I can't stand it. The only thing made up for it was Syracuse won the national championship with Carmelo Anthony in the dome in New Orleans. So at least going back in there hasn't been as painful. But to tonight, that Bills loss against Kansas City, when they walked off the field with 13 seconds left, they had a feeling like they were hosting the AFC Championship game. And that is just a crusher. And that's what they've talked about for 7 months in Western New York. 13 seconds. Look, 13 seconds joins wide right in Buffalo parlance, you know, and the Music City Miracle. And all those plays that they'll never forget happened to the Buffalo team.
I mentioned this to start the show. If the Rams had not won the Super Bowl last year, how many people would take the Rams heading into this year? It's almost like they're avoiding them because they won the Super Bowl, and they might have gotten better in the offseason.
Yeah, because you lose Von Miller, and you go, man, you lose Von Miller. He made a difference in pass rushing for the Rams in the Super Bowl run, those playoff games. But without Von Miller, use that money in a couple of places. Bobby Wagner, so now you have a veteran, great head of the defense, who has seen it all in his 10 years in Seattle, and he stays in the division, comes to the Rams. And then you add Allen Robinson as a receiver, and he has not had a quarterback anywhere near the level of Matthew Stafford. So, yes, Odell Beckham Jr. is out. He's not a part of it because of the ACL. He still may come back. The Rams have left the locker for him. He's going to be on the field before the game tonight. So The Rams are putting on the full schmooze to make sure, hey, Odell, come on back when you're healthy and you're ready. But in some ways, they might be a little bit better. I think it's going to take some time. Whitworth at left tackle, safety position. Remember, Weddle came in late and was key for them in the playoffs. But I think you're right. There's that feeling of we haven't seen anybody repeat in over a decade and a half. So why would you pick a team to repeat when it just doesn't happen in this NFL? But this team has every opportunity to, I think.
When's the last time you went down the roster and you went, oh, that's going to be a tough name to call?
College games all the time. College games all the time. So many different names, so many different countries being represented in football now. Players who come for an opportunity. Yeah, so it was weekly with Notre Dame games, that's for sure.
But how do you – it feels like you have analysts who just call him Tua now.
Like
Giannis was the Greek freak. You know, that we got to the point where we're like, I don't even want to go there. He just, Tua back to pass. Oh, Giannis with the slam.
Well, the key is they need a unique first name that helps you out. Like even might come up in the broadcast, who knows, the Pegulas own the Bills. Their daughter, Jessica, had a great run at the U.S. Open, lost in the quarterfinals to Iga Swiatek. Right. So which would be a great, when I hear Iga Swiatek, the number one seed at the U.S. Open, I think that is a Dan Patrick highlight name. Still in my mind, there are names where DK would walk around with the shot sheet, the highlights go, Swiatek, And those are the best. And then once the joke started, you and Keith, you'd never let it go.
No.
So every time it show up, it was priceless TV. So, yes, I still, you know, if there's a name you come across, you walk around and say it to yourself 100 times before you get on TV.
I remember when Nikolai Habibulin.
Habibulin.
Well, when he first came up and I got the shot sheet and I was doing the highlight and I said, how do you pronounce the goalie? Khabibulin. So the first time I went on SportsCenter, oh, man, am I playing up Nikolai Khabibulin. He was great. Nikolai Khabibulin with another save. And then I get done with the show and I get all these voice messages. Hey, it's Habibulin, idiot. I'm like, ugh.
Like those are the best.
You can't screw up Ron Tugnut, but I did screw up Nikolai Khabibulin. Like, damn it.
Did you do the highlight the night Tugnut made like 70
yes,
saves?
Yes, and I said,
oh my God.
He saw more rubber than a tire salesman. Ron Tugnut. I think he had like 73 saves or something.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Boston, St. Louis, me. I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday, but I remember like nights like that doubling over. Usually I was upstairs with Chris Myers getting ready to do the 2:30 or the 2 a.m. and you and KO were doing the show. And just there's like laughter amongst the 10 people left in the newsroom. Oh. God, those were funny days.
And we played to the camera crew. We right. played to the floor director. That was our audience. So you never knew if it was like if you made the camera crew laugh, then right. you're like, all right, maybe somebody in America is appreciating this.
Exactly. Exactly. I saw Van Pelt was on last night. They stayed around to do at least the first segment, if not the whole show, live after the tennis ended. And it was somewhere around 3 a.m. Yeah. Eastern time, midnight Pacific. So, you know, Scotty always goes on the show and says, it's whatever, 12:16 a.m. and I'm not tired. it's 3 a.m. and I am tired. Right? But those are the fun nights, too, when we'd sit around waiting for the West Coast baseball games to end.
Oh.
Top of the ninth. Home team trailing. Okay, good. Or home team winning. That means good. We may be on in two pitches. And invariably, the Mariners bullpen, and all due respect to the Mariners bullpen of the early 90s, that bullpen sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, we had more nights where we sat out there, 10th inning, 11th inning, 12th inning. They gave up runs and couldn't close a game.
Would be times, and it would seep into how you called the highlight.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you were so mad because this game went 12 innings, and Mike Schooler gave up a home run. And you go, Mike Schooler gives up the home run. And, you know, the Red Sox win. We're talking to Mike Tirico. Be on the call tonight with Chris Collinsworth, Melissa Stark, and NFL kickoff at 8:30 Eastern. Last time you were truly nervous at an event?
First night of doing the Olympics in 2018 in South Korea. That's the first night Bob Costas wasn't the primetime host of the Olympics. For whatever reason, that moment was like, oh my gosh, really? It's like Jim McKay's job and Costas's job, and now it's mine? Don't screw it up. And about a minute before, I think everybody else around was nervous for me because you can tell when the studio's a little tense and uptight. Our studio in the broadcast center was a little tense and a little uptight. And like about a minute before, I just started cracking a couple of jokes. It was like, is everybody nervous in here? What's going on? It got really quiet in here, which was just kind of a way to disarm everybody, including me, just to let everyone know I was okay. So that was the last time I was really a little bit nervous. You know, there's always the adrenaline, right? Of getting back on the air and doing a show or doing a game or doing something new, but truly nervous, I think it was that.
Are you a Lions fan this year? Like, how do you feel about your Detroit Lions this year?
Well, I am agnostic, of course. Dan is now a returning NFL voice. I love every team equally. And hate every team equally. Collinsworth keeps telling me, don't worry, they're going to hate you in like 2 weeks, I promise you. It's just different. It comes with the territory. It comes with sitting next to me. I think the Hard Knocks thing was the best thing the Lions could have done because I think folks had lost belief in the team and the franchise, and it just gave it a face and a personality and a juice and an enthusiasm. And, you know, you could have a lot of fun with Dan Campbell and some of his sound bites, but if you watched Hard Knocks, like I go back to the second to last episode, they're in Pittsburgh, they played the Steelers in the preseason, he's addressing the team in the locker room. And you could tell, like, Dan Campbell, the guy who knew from his decade of playing that locker room was going to be missing about 25 guys because of cuts. Like, you could see that emotion. So in addition to the, you know, we're going to eat people, and I don't care if you have one butt cheek, and all the stuff that he talked about, all, you know, silly stuff. Like, there's a guy who really cares about the players. And that's what I see here with Sean McVay. The guys who care about the players, that's what a player's coach is now. Like, do you really give a darn about me and what's going on in my life? And can you set that emotion and that atmosphere in our locker room? And I think the Lions have that. They were pretty close in a bunch of games last year. You know, seven or eight wins was not out of the realm of possibility for them this year, I think.
I'll leave you with this. A couple of weeks ago, you're interviewing Rory, just won the FedEx. And you emphasize the word "this" to win the FedEx this year.
Right.
Was that on purpose?
1,000%. You know, I did end up saying, given the changing whatever landscape of golf at that point, right? You're not going to sit there and start going into a live conversation. But, you know, and I've told you this off air, you're one of the best people doing interviews, because if you use a few words in a question, then every word matters. And the emphasis on the words matter. And sometimes, you know, when you have a good subject, somebody who's going to be willing to let you take them there, it's up to you to get them there. And as soon as I said this year with him, he got it. He knew. And he gave an exceptional answer on not the Tour Championship or the FedEx Cup, but what it meant to do it, because he was the guy out front as the face of all this. So, yeah, it's, you know, and I do say that in all great respect and care and love for you. You know, we all learn from each other, right? I mean, I pick up stuff that Ian does, or Jim does, or Joe does, or Al does, or Kevin does with Fox, that, you know, hey, that's a good way to do this. We're all kind of taking a bunch of ideas and putting them in our own personality. And one thing you were always great about, and still are, is asking a question the right way. So, yeah, good, great pickup by you. I guess the professor still got it.
Oh, I'm observing, always observing there. But, you know, it was one of the first things I brought up on the show that next day. It was just, you know, Rory, you can, if you get to Rory and you get him in the right situation, he'll take the baton and he'll keep running. He doesn't hand it off. He'll keep running. Right. He'll do Absolutely. Another lap. And that's what I loved. It was quick. It was to the point. The emphasis was there. He grabbed it, seized it. And that's what made it, you know, a great answer. People always say, boy, you ask great questions. I go, how are the answers? Because if the answers aren't any good, it doesn't matter how the question is.
And if you're sitting on our side of it, when somebody's giving a great answer, because you're thinking of the follow-up, you're listening for the follow-up, right? And, okay, well, they took that follow-up. But they keep going. Yeah. They took that follow-up. Damn, what am I going to do now? You took the next four questions because your answer wasn't good. It was unbelievably good. But that's the joy of the job, the adrenaline of the moment and being reactive to it. I've got like 8,000 things of prep here and all this stuff. That's not, the fun part is you get in the booth, the game kicks off, and you don't know where you're going to go. It's the 3.5-hour open book oral exam of, did you do your prep this week? And I love the energy of that, and can't wait to do it and then get on a plane and go to Dallas and pick up for the Bucks and Cowboys on Sunday for the opener of Sunday night.
I wasn't going to watch the game tonight, Paulie, but now, because Mike had good visit.
He sold it.
Yeah, now I'm going to
watch. What do you mean you weren't going to watch the game? Get out of here.
See, that's the actor in me, Mike. You know, I do. I am an actor. Just letting
and
you know.
You play one on TV.
Yes, I'm acting right now. Come on. You're crazy. Have fun tonight, Mike. We'll be there critiquing you.
I look forward to your critiques. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, buddy. That's Mike Tirico. He's the voice of Football Night in America. Sunday Night Football with Chris Collinsworth, Melissa Stark on the sidelines. Yes, Paul.
It's funny you brought up there is another football game tonight. Did you know that? If anyone can tell me what other game is on tonight.
Old Dominion.
That's not a bad guess.
Citadel.
Even better. I got UT Martin versus Missouri State, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Plus tonight. The only college football game on in America on TV. UT Martin and Missouri State, both 1-0, Dan. No line that I could find.
Okay.
So, that's a tough scheduling against the NFL.
Yes, it would be. Yes, it would be. Trent in Virginia, then we'll take a break. Hey, Trent.
Hey, DP, how's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
So, I like Paulie. I'm a Bears fan.
I'm not expecting much this year, but I do think they're going to win some games they have no business winning. So I have a pie-in-the-face bet that I think Chicago will somehow, some way beat the 49ers this Sunday.
Oh. Paulie, do you believe the Bears will beat the 49ers this Sunday?
Yeah, I could see that. Rookie quarterback, maybe you play over your skis game one. They block a little bit. But any game they win will be a game they shouldn't have won.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you have anybody who's going to take up that. Well, Marv, you're a Niner fan.
Yeah, I got to see about Trey Lance first.
Well, that's part of the bet.
So, no, I won't be taking that bet.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Trent. No go. Wow, Marv, you're not a Niner fan all in.
After UConn burned me in the first round, I got to think with my head.
Yeah, but the Niners are actually good. Like, you should expect greatness, not out of Connecticut.
But, DP, I don't know about Trey Lance yet.
Mm. Okay.
What if he throws three interceptions?
Would you rather have Jimmy Garoppolo starting this weekend than Trent?
Yes. Or then Trey?
Or Trey.
Maybe Trent.
How about for the season, if I gave you Jimmy G or Trey? Who do you think would help them have a more successful season?
I'm going to go with... I'm going to just go with Jimmy G only because of what I've seen. Trey Lance could set the world on fire. Then I'd have to take everything back, but... Jimmy G, just based off of what I've seen, except him overthrowing in the Super Bowl.
I should give you a pie to the face just for, like, abandoning the Niners already.
No, it's still Niner faithful over here, but just not a pie to the face.
Okay. Well, take a break. My Super Bowl pick is coming up next. We'll get to more phone calls as well. And back after this, Dan Patrick Show. With each mortgage-free home, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget. Never forget the sacrifices America's heroes have made for us. And these heroes need your help. That's Gold Star and fallen first responder families with children, our nation's most catastrophically injured first responders and veterans, even our homeless service members. Corporal Christopher Greer, he was in the Marine Corps. He was a firefighter and EMT in Tennessee, deployed to Afghanistan, lost his life serving our country. Well, what did Tunnel to Towers do? They paid off Corporal Greer's mortgage. And for some families, the foundation brings the comfort of knowing they can stay in the home that they shared those memories with their fallen loved ones. For others, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. All of this is possible thanks to your generosity and your support. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, T2T.org. Letter T, number two, letter T.org. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Over under, according to DraftKings, longest field goal made this season. Guys, want to guess the over-under longest field goal made this year? Yes, Ton.
62 and a half.
Did you look at this?
I did not. I was going to say 63 and a half, and then I'm like, that's a little high. I'm going to go one lower, 62 and a half.
62 and a half it is. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
I've been really good at this lately.
The longest reception this year, over-under.
Todd?
Yeah, I'll start with Todd.
73 and a half.
No.
Ah.
Yeah, you actually gave some thought to it, hence, and you screwed it up. Yeah. Seton, longest reception this year, over under?
75 and a half.
Marv?
81.
Paul?
87 and a half.
94 and a half.
94 and a half!
Come on.
That's insane.
The longest rush over under this year?
11.
Todd? It's not 11. Todd?
57 and a half.
Seton?
94 and a half.
No, that was reception. Marv?
11.
84.
91 and a half.
Who's running 92 yards for a touchdown?
Derrick Henry.
It probably is Nick Chubb or
Jonathan Taylor. Let's see. I think that's it. Those are the interesting over. What are you laughing at?
I think that's it.
That's it. That's it.
Okay, I think that's
it. I think that's it. Micah Parsons has Tom Brady open up this season. Had this to say about how Tom inspires the Cowboys linebacker.
If you're a real competitor, you look up to like Tom Brady. You look up to Kobe, that Mamba mentality. You look up to Michael Jordan. I wouldn't ask you to do anything I wouldn't do. You love those type of mentalities that Mike Tyson, people love Mike Tyson because how fierce he was. And, you know, you look up to that because we aspire to be that fierce or be that, you know, that strong. You got to be real strong-minded person to be you are. And for Tom to do that in New England, do it in the Bucks. I mean, he inspires me, even though I'm on defense, you know.
And he also said this about Tom Brady.
We got to get him out of this league. You know, he's been dominating this league too long. He keeps coming back. He's like, I might say it to him personally that I was about to say, but I'm not going to say it out loud.
That's good. He doesn't want to be listed as a linebacker. You don't make money there. You want to be an edge rusher. You know, That's where you're trying to, like, remember when tight ends didn't want to be tight ends? They wanted, you know, Jimmy Graham wanted to be a wide receiver because that's where you make money. Vernon Davis. All right, my Super Bowl pick. I have the Chargers against the Green Bay Packers. Chargers winning the Super Bowl. I don't feel very confident about it because I truly wanted to pull the trigger on the Ravens and the Packers. I can always change my mind next hour. One more item. We close out hour two, Thursday Night Football. It's finally here, and DraftKings Sportsbook is ready to help you celebrate opening night. Official sports betting partner of the NFL, DraftKings giving new customers a can't-miss offer celebrating the start of the new season. Bet $5 on Thursday's game, tonight's game, and get $200 in free bets instantly. Everyone can experience this. If LA or Buffalo leads by 7 points at any point in the game, you get paid instantly, even if your team loses. Make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Promo code Patrick to get $200 in free bets instantly. Fritzy has the other details.
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility in terms at DraftKings.com. Football terms.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.